The English have fox hunting, American woodsmen go shooting for deer and birds, and in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, there's hunting for coyotes. Yesterday afternoon near Denver, about 150 people turned out for the 75th annual Arapaho Hunt. Reporter Jeff Brady attended the event and has this audio postcard.
If you're new to hunting, there's no better tour guide than Eunice Beeman.
I hunted for 40 years, or over 40 years, and I have an artificial hip, so now I go in the truck.
Beeman says the formal riding gear worn for the hunt always says something about the person. For example, the number of buttons on the coat tells the hunter's skill level. Men wear red coats, women black. The event starts around 2 o'clock in a large field with glasses of port and sherry served from silver platters to hunters on horseback.
Would you like a stirrup cup? Your tummy might need to be warm.
I don't think I'm supposed to drink on the job.
Oh, okay.
After downing their drink, hunters gather around a large pack of several dozen dogs for the blessing of the hounds.
Dear Lord, thank you for blessing this day. Grant that each day of the week that we hunt may refresh us in mind and body.
The hounds are blessed, along with the horses, the hunters, the coyotes, and even the Rocky Mountains in the background.
Amen.
With that, the hounds and the hunters amble off into the 22,000-acre abandoned Air Force bombing range where the hunt will take place. Horses and hounds take off in one direction, quickly out of sight and microphone range, while tour guide Eunice Beeman takes off in another, speeding across the bumpy grassland. It takes a half hour or so for the hounds to find a coyote scent, then they quickly lose it. A spectator spots the coyote and uses the traditional call to let the hunters on the next ridge know.
Tally ho!
I got that big a man!
The hounds and the hunters are off again, and so is Beeman in her pickup. But then, a few minutes later, they lose the trail a second time.
Well, now you see he's ditched them.
Today, the coyote wins. By now, it's dark, but there's nearly a full moon to light hunters' way back to the clubhouse, where a catered dinner and margaritas await.
Everyone rakes the whole hunt over the coals. And what did you see, and what did you do? Did you see that, or...
No one seems too upset they didn't catch a coyote this time. Maybe next year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.